Lori, congratulations on your 100th guest episode. I am so proud of you. You know it's your girl, Precious Williams, proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and the killer Pitchmaster is here with you as you slay all competition. Congrats again, my friend.
Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is our 100th guest episode. Hey, techie community, welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me. We are celebrating our 100 amazing guests today, from Chris Ducker and Pat Flynn to Susan Bennett, the original voice of Siri, to John Lee Dumas and Kate Erickson of Entrepreneur on Fire. We have had an opportunity to hear from entrepreneurs of all different stages of the game and all different walks of life. I have thoroughly enjoyed hosting this podcast and meeting so many amazing people. Up next, a couple of words of wisdom from our previous guests.
Being the attorney, being the office manager, being the marketing lead, being the website guy, being the ad guy, creating my own materials, of course, dealing with the clients. That was the part that it's underestimated when opening new business, how many hats you're wearing. Because when you're the employee, you're focusing on doing your job. When you're the owner and the boss, it's every job.
You know, you do this, and everything's gonna magically happen. Yeah, okay, maybe for someone who doesn't look like me, but I've been on this earth long enough to know that you either find a way or make one.
I believe success leaves clues, and we cannot just focus on what people is doing in one industry.
Consuming information gives you more perspective. And if you have more perspective, you can make more informed decisions.
Believe in yourself. Yes. Once you believe in yourself, you know whatever it is you set your mind to, you can get it done.
So many people put themselves in a box where they think they can only fulfill the needs of their customers. But it's like you have this entire world outside that you might be able to fulfill. You just don't know that you can because you've never had that conversation with them.
This week, I have the pleasure of introducing you to the Dow Twins, two entrepreneurs with big hearts and even bigger goals. Listen in as Brazil Princeton and I chat about what it takes to become an entrepreneur at an early age.
Princeton and Brazil, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to meet you on Zoom.
Certainly. It's a pleasure to meet both of you as well. So I'm looking forward to diving into your practice and your entrepreneurial journey. But before we get there, I want to rewind the clock just a bit. Before you guys came up with the idea to become entrepreneurs and to go into business for yourself, Princeton, what did you think life was going to look like? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, I wanted to be a doctor. That's it.
Nice.
A doctor.
Awesome. So we are still working on that goal, yes?
Yeah. With being a businessman now. So.
Definitely. A businessman can also be a doctor. That is an awesome goal, and I look forward to seeing you accomplish that in the future. I love it. So you wanted to be a doctor. Brazil, what was your idea of the future?
I also wanted to be a doctor, too. I always wanted to be a doctor and also be a businesswoman. Either way I am, I'm a young lady. Yeah. And I always wanted to be a doctor and stuff.
I love it. You have med school on the way, in the sights, and yes. With med school en route, I totally understand why mom was super excited about the two of you becoming entrepreneurs at this age. That's the perfect way to prepare for the journey. So that is exciting. So tell me, and you guys can pick who chooses, or if you both want to answer this, that's totally fine. But where did the idea come from to become entrepreneurs and to start your business?
Well, we basically saw a problem and we wanted to make a solution. Well, this all started a few years ago. We are actually 7 turning 8. And, you know, me, I was just relaxing on the couch, watching some TV, and then this commercial popped up, and it was about how this young lady was just drinking soda all day, and then she finally found out a healthy diet plan of drinking water with fruit, and it tasted like juice to her. And I just felt like that was so amazing that what she did made a change within her. So me and my brother thought it would be a great idea for us to make a brand of water. So we did. And then ever since, we've been just doing more things.
Yeah, like our workbook that we created. We saw a problem and we just created a solution, like we did.
We see ourselves as problem solvers.
You two are so impressive. I knew nothing about the water. I knew nothing about the water. That is pretty impressive. So I love where the idea came from. It came from you guys recognizing that there truly was a problem out there. That is the entrepreneurial at heart to the utmost. There is no truer definition than the person who's looking to solve a problem and solves that problem with their business. So tell me, when you came up with the idea, what do you feel was one of the most difficult things that you encountered when you decided that you wanted to actually start a business? How did you take it from idea to actual business?
Well, I thought it was going to be easy, but then it started getting hard.
I thought personally it was a great idea, but then I noticed that on the way of being especially young CEO and entrepreneur, it's hard. There's going to be haters, and then there are going to be people that support you. So I had fun. Having a business is hard, but it's also a lot of work. So, you know, when having a business, you can't just think that, oh, it's easy. I mean, to some people, it could be easy, but in reality, it's not really easy. It takes time. You're not going to become famous like that.
Mm-hmm. What actually helps you overcome things, like Rizzo said, people that support you and people that don't like business ideas and don't like what you're doing, that will help you in the future. So if someone don't like you, it's okay. Don't deal with them more. And there's people that will support you and let them support you.
That is a very important lesson to learn early on. The people that you surround yourself with are going to either help or hinder your journey in one way or another. And it's really important to make sure that you surround yourself with the right people to help you throughout that journey and to disregard those who are going to hinder it. That is an excellent lesson. I love that. What do you think has been the best part of building out your own business?
Sister and sitting down with my parents, making up things.
Nice. I love it. Family time. Enjoying real together time, creating, not just enjoying the time, but creating something that's going to help other people while enjoying that time. I can't think of a better way to enjoy family time. Mm-hmm. Tell me all about your business. First, actually, before we even get to your current practice, I'd love for you guys to tell us all about the water that you created.
Do that now, because we moved on with things. In life, you have to move on with things.
Yes, you do. And that's what we're going to do with the episode. So why don't you tell us all about your business?
CEOs of Dalton's Company. We're working on new things. Well, right now we just launched our Learning Through Trivia activity workbook. Think You're Smarter Than the Daltons. That's the activity workbook. It has 6 subjects, which is science, social studies, language arts, technology, music, and art. And the purpose that we created it is because we saw a problem and we created a solution. And the problem was that kids weren't learning. They were worrying about other stuff. They were going through stuff. They were worrying about the coronavirus. And they were really didn't like working from home. So we just want to create a tool that will help them learn but have fun at the same time.
When you guys were going through the pandemic yourself, and as we're still continuing to go through it,
What made you guys recognize that other children were struggling with really being interactive with their studies, really enjoying it? Was it something that you guys noticed in yourself, or was it something that you noticed in your peers?
Well, first I just wanted to say we didn't really notice in ourselves because we did homeschool, and doing homeschool actually helped us a little bit during the rough times through COVID, and like since people had to work from home, it's been pretty rough, but mostly for my peers, because some of my peers never did homeschool and it was kind of rough on them and stuff. So basically, yeah.
You guys were really just paying attention to that need and really just coming up with the solution, which is really impressive at your age. When you launched in November, yeah?
Yes, we did launch the workbooks and flashcards in November.
Excellent. Workbook and flashcards. And you said it covers 6 subjects. That's science, social studies, language arts, technology, music, and art. I absolutely love that. It is a very well-rounded curriculum, I have to tell you. I have definitely, during the 7th grade, when my child was in 7th grade, we ended up homeschooling. And I, too, struggled. My husband and I struggled with finding a curriculum that was not only engaging, but also educational. And it looks like you guys have put together a really wonderful package for kids your age. And I look forward to seeing additional packages from you guys in the future, as well as those who are making packages for older classes and students. This is an outstanding idea, and I look forward to helping you guys share the message. So I'm curious. Of course. Brazil, I'm curious. If you had the ability to go back a year or so and tell yourself something about starting a business, what do you think that tidbit of information might be that you would want yourself to know?
Let's see. I would want myself to know that it's a lot of work, and that you have to take time and you have to look up correct information and stuff. And it's not easy, because when I was starting the business, I thought it'll be really easy. But then I wish I told myself when I was younger, when I started like my first business, that it wasn't easy. So I was prepared. So that was something I would do if I could go back a year ago.
Definitely being prepared, recognizing that there is work involved. That is a good note to self. I love it. Princeton, what do you feel like you would have told yourself?
So 1 year from now, Princeton, you will have to do a lot of work. You have to motivate people, so it would motivate you at the same time. There would be hate, and it would be people that will respect you.
Definitely. There's going to be the helpers and the hinders, definitely 100%, and a lot of work. Yes, building a business is not easy, but it can be a lot of fun when it's something you enjoy. And I think it sounds like the two of you truly enjoy what you're doing, and you seem to be doing an outstanding job of creating solutions and resources for other students. So
thank you.
I am curious, of course, if you guys could change anything at all in your business, or in the way that you go about starting a business, to make it a little easier for kids, to make it not as hard as it was for you, how do you feel someone else might be able to simplify that start for someone else? How could we make it a little easier for other children?
Repeat that question again.
Certainly. How do you guys think we might be able to make the start of a business easier for other children? If we could wave a magic wand and we could change anything at all that we wanted to change in starting a business, what do you guys think was one of the hardest pieces that you'd like to wave a magic wand and fix and make easy?
Within making a business.
It can be making a business, or if you would like to wave that magic wand for something else, you feel free to do so.
That's what I would wave a wand and make disappear.
Say this again.
Just make all the hard steps within making a business.
Got it. Just taking all the research and the tedious stuff out. Yeah. You know what? That's actually an idea. Hopefully, someone in the audience who listens to this episode will come up with an algorithm to simplify the research that's involved with starting a business. How does that sound?
Amazing. Awesome.
Well, you have both been absolutely outstanding. I thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Certainly. So please share the best way for our listeners to reach out to you and to purchase the education set.
You can certainly follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dow Twins. That's D-O-W-E Twins. Like I said, at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dow Twins. That's D-O-W-E Twins. And if you want to go buy our workbook, you can go visit our website at www.dowtwins.com.
Perfect. I will be sure to include a link to each of the social media profiles as well as your website on our homepage for our listeners.
Of course.
I truly enjoyed this conversation. I am super excited for the both of you, and I look forward to supporting and hearing more about your entrepreneurial journey and eventual your journey into the medical field.
Thank you, Laura.
Of course. Oh, you're very welcome. Of course, Princeton and Brazil, I have truly enjoyed this episode. I look forward to having you guys back in the future to talk about, you know, the changes and the pivots that occur throughout your entrepreneurial journey.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Lori, for having us.
Certainly. You guys are outstanding.
Princeton and Brazil, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your time, energy, and wisdom with the techie community. Head on over to DowTwins.com to grab your copy of their Are You Smarter Than the Dow Twins Activity Package. That's DowTwins.com, DoweTwins.com. Or you can always reach them through our show notes page at technology-equality.com/DowTwins. Thank you once again for joining us for this 100th guest episode. In 2018, as my family was maneuvering multiple changes, I placed this podcast on hold, but I promised to keep the audience up to date with any changes in my public speaking journey. I have not forgotten about this promise, and to be clear, I was not making any progress. Honestly, I really was incapable of carving out time to truly focus on public speaking until 2021 arrived. I have recently been provided with an enormous opportunity to serve this community in a far greater manner with my new television show, The Small Business with Lori Brooks Show, premiering on Amazon Prime, Roku, Apple TV, Forecast, and most available streaming platforms this spring. The show will be an extension of this podcast to help share the message to a far greater audience. The Technology Equals Equality podcast will continue weekly as the companion to the television show. I invite you all to share in this exciting experience with me. If you have a small business or you know a small business owner who could use a bit of promotion, be sure to send them my way. The Small Business with Lori Brooks Show will be available on all streaming platforms spring of 2021. I thank you all for creating this opportunity with me, and I look forward to continuing to help you share your journey. Thank you again for checking out our 100th guest episode. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain and create solutions. Enjoy the week.